A silent invasion of the heart, a silent intrusion. Kale Varn navigated the narrow alleys of ashen roads, his boots scraping against worn stone as he descended into the undercity. The scent of smoke and damp earth hung heavy over the winding passageways, where flickering torches cast eerie shadows on walls. At this hour, the city's shadows concealed much more than mere thieves or vagrants. His specialty was correction, unspoken judgment, whispered truths that unraveled secrets before a soul knew it was unraveling. No bloodshed needed, only gentle persuasion, when possible. Kale passed under an archway bearing the symbol of House Valen, five crimson stripes upon a black field. His family's sigil stared back at him like a promise or a curse. He turned onto a side street, where cramped tenements gave way to larger, older buildings, their stones etched with ancient glyphs. His quarry waited in one such edifice, a tower of the Nightforge Order, its windows reduced to empty eye sockets by some misbegotten spell. The air within clung heavy with a reek of decay and forgotten knowledge. Kale's stomach churned. He'd need a clear head for what was about to transpire. A young curator, Lyrian, stood guard at the entrance, hood thrown back, revealing an unsightly bruise above their left eyebrow. Kale Varn, I wasn't expecting you. Nor I, he replied, falling into step beside the younger curator as they ascended into the tower's depths. Their footsteps echoed through corridors, where dusty scrolls and worn tomes lay scattered. The air reeked of neglect and something worse, the stench of a soul torn apart. Kale recognized the signature, Thalos. He'd seen it in his own mirror not long ago, after an ill-conceived correction in another forgotten place. At the heart of the tower, a sealed door concealed their destination. Lyrian produced a key, its metal etched with symbols that flared with pale light as they touched the lock. The mechanism clicked open. Kale pushed aside the heavy door, revealing a chamber filled with rows of ancient instruments and the dimly lit figure at its center. A monarch, Queen Ira Roman III, sat hunched over a small, ornate box. Her fingers danced upon an unlit candle flame, coaxing it to life without the aid of magic, though her eyes held the weight of exhaustion, the price she'd paid for preserving this balance in secret, far from prying eyes. Ira, Kale said softly, not disturbing her trance-like state. The monarch's gaze snapped towards him. Kale Varn. A silent intrusion indeed. Lyrian whispered something inaudible beside him. He nodded. His business here was with Ira alone. Your correction? The queen asked, voice husky from disuse. The balance requires it, Your Majesty, Kale replied, his words measured as he reached for a candle and lit it with a deft touch of magic. Flickering flames danced upon the walls as the box opened, revealing a piece of himself within a fragment of his own past, hidden away by Thalos's doing. A faint tremor ran through him, threatening to spill the secrets he'd kept for so long. I see the paths you've walked, Ira. I too have walked paths, she said, voice steady but laced with a thread of sorrow. And in each step, paid a price. Her eyes met his, searching. Will you walk this path with me? Kale's hand trembled as he carefully returned the piece of himself to its resting place. In doing so, a small fragment of Thalos seeped out, a tiny sliver that would forever bind him to the monarch. He felt it, the weight of it, and nodded slowly. Balance in exchange for silence, a correction woven into the fabric of time. Kale Varn's boots echoed on the cold stone floor as he stood, his thoughts reeling from the sudden revelation of Ira's burdens. He'd heard whispers of her attempts to maintain balance within the realm, but the true weight of it was crushing, the cost measured in lost moments and memories. The fragment of himself now linked him to her fate. He sensed its tendrils spreading, a fragile thread weaving them together. The queen rose, her eyes never leaving his as she closed the box with a snap of the lid. A single flame danced upon the candle, casting eerie shadows on the walls. We must be quick, she said, voice low and urgent. Thalos is restless. His influence seeps into every fold of this city, corrupting all it touches. Her gaze drifted to Lyrian, who'd stood silently through their exchange. Leave us. Lyrian nodded and slipped from the room without a sound, the door creaking softly behind them. The sudden quiet magnified the hum of the city beyond an undercurrent of desperation in every hushed conversation and furtive glance. Kale's thoughts swirled with what he'd uncovered, Ira's threads of power now entwined with his own. He felt the pressure of it, a weight that would grow as Thalos's influence spread. The queen turned back to him, her eyes narrowed. "We will speak more of this later. For now we have a problem." She led Kale through winding corridors, past tapestries heavy with dust, into a smaller chamber where a figure lay bound to a chair. A hood obscured its features, but the air around it seemed to ripple as if reality itself was trying to shatter. "Know him," Ira said softly. "One of Thalos's chosen. He carries a burdensome thing that could unravel the balance we've worked to maintain." Her voice was laced with a quiet pain, a reminder that even in these hidden places, there were costs no one could quantify or contain. Kale approached the figure cautiously, sensing the power emanating from it, an otherworldly energy like nothing he'd felt before. The hooded form shifted, its gaze drifting towards Kale. For an instant, their eyes met, and he felt a jolt of recognition. Memories long buried rose to the surface, his own time with Thalos, in the forgotten city's depths, where madness seethed and horrors stalked the shadows. The figure spoke, voice barely above a whisper. Brother, the figure's words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale felt his memories shudder to life. He'd thought he'd left those days behind, but now they clawed at him with a ferocity that made his skin crawl. The hooded form pushed against its restraints, sending a ripple of power through the room. Ira's grip on the doorframe tightened, her eyes flashing with concern. "Thalos is chosen," she muttered, as if that explained everything and nothing. "What is it?" Kale asked, his voice low and cautious, though he'd already begun to sense the truth. The figure shifted again, its gaze meeting his once more. A cold wind seemed to blow through the room, extinguishing candles and sending dust motes dancing in the flickering remains. The prisoner's hood slipped back, revealing eyes that might have been Kale's own had he not known better. It was Ethan, a brother from a time long past, one he'd thought lost to the void of memories Thalos had taken from him. Ethan's gaze spoke volumes, his mind a battlefield where horrors and madness wrestled with shards of sanity. "Kale, why do you wear their face?" Kale's stomach dropped as he took in the ruin that was Ethan's countenance, hollowed cheeks, eyes sunken to mere slits. "Answer me," Ira pressed, her voice sharp as a blade. The hooded figure didn't respond. Its attention remained fixed on Kale, who felt himself drowning in those eyes, reliving the days he'd sought to forget. Ethan's gaze was a portal to a realm of horrors, and Kale knew he had to tread carefully lest the past reclaim him whole. Thalos, that master of manipulation, would not have left behind something so precious by accident. Ira stepped forward, her hand grasping for Kale's arm in a silent command. He shook off the memories, forcing himself back into the present, where Ethan's words still hung like a challenge. "We were brothers once." The room seemed to darken around him as he processed this revelation, his past and present colliding with a ferocity that made his breath catch in his throat. "We'll need answers," Ira said, her voice softening, though the weight of their situation hung heavy. She turned to Ethan, who continued to regard Kale with an unnerving intensity. "Tell me what you know." The figure's response was a low, mournful sigh that seemed to shake the foundations of Kale's memories, as if the very fabric of his mind began to unravel. "I know I'm not alone," Ethan said finally, its voice barely above a whisper. "There are others like me." Ira's grip on Kale's arm tightened as he felt the room lurch, the air thickening with the weight of secrets unspoken. In that moment, Kale understood Thalos had not been simply manipulating him. He'd been part of something far more sinister, a plan that involved souls like Ethan and himself. Ira's face set in determination, her eyes never leaving Ethan's ravaged form. "We'll need to break the binding," she said, though Kale sensed it was too late for that. Now his memories were reasserting themselves with a vengeance, and he felt Thalos's influence spreading through him like a stain. What do you propose? Kale asked, trying to keep his voice steady as the weight of their shared past threatened to consume him. Ira's answer came without hesitation. We will take him to the surface. There, we can try to undo the damage. The air in the small chamber was heavy with tension as Ira's words hung like a challenge, and Kale felt his memories stirring once more. He took a deep breath, trying to anchor himself to the present moment, but Ethan's gaze still drew him in, a reminder of the horse he'd thought he'd left behind. The queen turned back to him, her expression resolute. We'll need to be careful. Thalos's influence is spreading, and we can't risk losing him completely. Kale nodded, his mind racing with the implications of what Ethan had said, that there were others like him, souls trapped in similar bindings. He glanced at Ira, seeing a glimmer of determination in her eyes, but also a hint of fear. The queen's usual composure was beginning to crack, and Kale knew he had to tread carefully lest he lose her trust. We'll need supplies, he said finally, trying to sound practical despite the turmoil brewing inside him. Ira nodded curtly, already moving towards the door. As they left the small chamber, Lyrian waited in the corridor, his expression inscrutable as ever. Ready? Kale asked, falling into step beside him as Ira led the way through winding corridors and narrow stairways. The air grew thick with the scent of damp stone and decay, a constant reminder of the secrets buried beneath the city's surface. They moved swiftly, their footsteps echoing off the walls, until they reached a small antechamber where Ira stopped, rummaging through a chest tucked into the shadows. What we need, she said, her voice low as she produced a collection of dusty vials and pouches, is something to counter Thalos's influence. The old recipe won't be enough. We'll have to improvise. Kale's eyes narrowed as he watched her work, his mind racing with the implications of their situation. If Thalos had indeed been manipulating him all along, what other secrets lay hidden? He felt a shiver run down his spine as Ethan's words echoed in his mind. We were brothers once. The chamber's contents spilled out onto a small table, vials of strange liquids and pouches of powders arrayed before Ira like the remnants of a long-abandoned ritual. Kale watched with a mixture of fascination and trepidation as she worked, her hands moving with a quiet efficiency that belied the weight of their situation. We need something to anchor him, Ira said, to keep Thalos's influence at bay until we can find a way to break the binding. She rummaged through the pouches, pulling out a small vial filled with a murky liquid that seemed to shift and writhe like a living thing. This is all I have of the blackroot essence. It'll work, but it won't hold for long. We need something stronger if we hope to undo the damage. Kale's eyes narrowed as he examined the vials and pouches. We can't trust any of this, he said, his voice low. Ira's head snapped up, her gaze flashing with a mixture of frustration and fear. What choice do we have? She set the vial back onto the table, her movements economical but tense. We should take him to the surface, Lyrian said, his voice calm and detached, as if observing some distant spectacle. Ira's eyes flickered towards him, a flicker of irritation crossing her face before she turned back to Kale. We can't, he replied, his words chosen with care. Thalos will be watching. If we take Ethan out in the open, we risk losing him completely. Ira's jaw set, her eyes clouding over as she processed the implications. For a moment, Kale thought she might argue further, but instead she fell silent, her gaze drifting back to the vials and pouches on the table. We need more, she said finally, something to hold him steady until we can find a way to break the binding. The air in the room seemed to thicken as Kale's memories stirred once more, his thoughts racing with the secrets Ethan had revealed, that he was not alone, that there were others like him, trapped in similar bindings. He knew they couldn't keep running, they needed answers, and fast. Lyrian stepped forward, his expression unchanged but his eyes glinting with a quiet intensity. I have something, he said, producing a small pouch from his belt. Ira's head snapped up, her gaze meeting Lyrian's with a mixture of surprise and wariness. What is it? She asked, her voice tight. A pinch of the starstone dust, Lyrian replied, his voice detached as ever. It won't last long, but it might give us enough time to find what we need. Kale watched, fascinated, as Ira's eyes locked onto the pouch, a mixture of longing and trepidation playing across her face. It's not enough, she said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. We have no choice, Lyrian said, his words stark and unyielding. We take what we can get. The chamber's dim light seemed to fade as Ira's gaze lingered on Lyrian, her eyes searching for something in his expression that wasn't their reassurance, perhaps, or understanding. Kale watched the exchange with a growing sense of unease, feeling the weight of their situation settling around him like a shroud. Ethan's words continued to echo in his mind, "We were brothers once." He couldn't shake the feeling that he was trapped in some terrible dream from which he couldn't awaken. With a quiet efficiency, Ira began measuring out pinches of powder and pouring them into one of the vials, her movements economical as she worked. Lyrian watched her with an unblinking gaze, his eyes glinting with a mixture of intensity and resignation. Kale knew that look. It was the same one he'd seen on the faces of men who'd faced their own mortality in the depths of battle. They exchanged few words, but Ira's actions spoke louder than any words could. She was preparing for the worst. The powder spilled into the vial, filling it with a faintly luminescent dust that seemed to glow with an otherworldly light. Kale felt his memories stirring once more, the threads of Thalos's influence weaving themselves around him like a noose. He took a deep breath, trying to steady himself as Ira's eyes met his across the table, her expression set in determination. She worked swiftly now, measuring out pinches and pouring them into another vial, the movements becoming almost mechanical. We can't stay here, Lyrian said finally, his voice interrupting the tense silence that had fallen over the room. Ira's head snapped up, her eyes flashing with irritation before she turned to him. I know. Her tone was tight, her movements accelerating as she worked. Kale watched, feeling a growing sense of unease. They were running out of time, and he couldn't shake the feeling that they were trapped in some terrible labyrinth from which there was no escape. The vials were finished now, arrayed before them like tiny beacons of hope in the dark. Ira's eyes met Lyrian's once more, her gaze lingering on his face before she turned back to Kale. We need to get him moving. She said finally, her voice tight with urgency. Ethan stirred, his eyes fluttering open as he gazed up at them with a mixture of confusion and despair. The room seemed to grow smaller in that moment, the air thickening with the weight of their situation. We'll have to take turns watching him, Kale said, his voice low. Ira's head nodded curtly, her eyes never leaving Ethan's face. Lyrian moved forward now, his expression unchanging as he took position beside Kale. I'll start. The air seemed to hold its breath in that moment, the silence between them heavy with the weight of their secrets and the knowledge that they were running out of time. For a moment, Ethan's gaze locked onto Kale's, his eyes burning with a mixture of fear and longing. We can't keep doing this, he whispered, his voice barely audible over the beating of Kale's heart. The words hung in the air like a challenge, and for an instant, Kale felt the weight of their shared past bearing down upon him. Memories he'd long suppressed came flooding back, images of a life he thought he'd left behind. The moment passed, though, as Ira reached out to gently guide Ethan into his arms. We'll get you free, she said, her voice soft and reassuring. Kale watched, feeling the weight of their situation settle upon him like a shroud. They had one chance to break the binding before Thalos's influence consumed them all. With a quiet efficiency, Lyrian took point as they navigated the winding corridors, his eyes scanning ahead for any sign of danger. Ira followed close behind, her gaze fixed on Ethan as she supported him with an unyielding determination. Kale brought up the rear, his mind reeling with memories he'd long suppressed, images of a life he thought was lost to him forever. Their footsteps echoed through the deserted corridors, the only sound in a silence that seemed to press down upon them like a physical force. They moved swiftly now, their movements economical and practiced as they navigated the labyrinthine passageways beneath the city. As they navigated the winding corridors, Lyrian's eyes remained fixed on the path ahead, his expression a mask of quiet intensity. Ira's grip on Ethan never wavered, her face set in determination as she supported him with an unyielding strength. Kale trailed behind, his mind reeling from the memories that continued to surface fragmented images of a life he'd thought was lost, of people and places he'd long forgotten. The air in the corridors seemed to grow thick with the weight of their secrets, each step echoing through the silence like a confession. They moved swiftly now, their movements economical as they pushed deeper into the depths of the city's undercroft. Lyrian's footsteps led the way, his eyes scanning ahead for any sign of danger, while Ira's gaze remained fixed on Ethan's fragile form. Kale brought up the rear, his thoughts racing with the weight of their situation. One misstep, and they'd be trapped. A corner turned, and the corridor gave way to a narrow stairway, leading down into darkness. Lyrian paused at the top, his eyes scanning the descent below before nodding curtly to Ira. She took the first step, her movements slow and deliberate as she guided Ethan down the stairs. Kale followed, his heart pounding in his chest like a drum, as he descended into the darkness. The air grew colder here, heavy with the scent of damp earth and decay. At the bottom, they found themselves in a narrow, dimly lit chamber filled with rows of ancient, crumbling shelves. Lyrian moved forward, his eyes scanning the shelves with an intensity that bordered on desperation. Ira followed closely behind, her gaze flicking from one shelf to another as she searched for what, Kale couldn't quite tell. Ethan's grip on her arm tightened, and he stumbled, his eyes fluttering open as he gazed up at them in confusion. "We need something," Lyrian said finally, his voice low and urgent. "A key, a catalyst, anything that can help us break the binding." Ira's gaze met Kale's across the room, her eyes searching for reassurance, but he offered none. His thoughts were consumed by memories of their past, of a life he'd thought was lost forever. The shelves seemed to stretch on forever, each one filled with dusty relics and ancient texts that held the secrets of a long-forgotten world. Ethan's gaze drifted from Ira's face to Kale's, his eyes filling with a desperate longing. "We can't keep running," he whispered, his voice barely audible over the beating of Kale's heart. Ira's grip on him tightened, her expression unyielding as she replied, "We have no choice."